Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Swing Time. Mike Coates here with the selections for the second hour. And also my thanks to John Newell for guiding us safely into Swing Time today. It's nice to know that there's a capable and safe pair of hands at the controls. I noticed from the gig guide that the Keith Peters Big Band, in their set at Farm Road tonight, will be featuring the work of Count Basie, amongst others. However, I guess they will be featuring something from the Count's extensive big band repertoire, rather than the rather smaller group which I opened my set with this afternoon. The name of the composition is Jump, but to do it correctly, you need to put three J's in front of the first J, and I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. So, my first track was Jump, and it was taken from the album Basie Jam No. 2, which was one of the numerous sessions organised by Norman Granz, with Count Basie, giving him opportunities to record with musicians who didn't always play a part in the Basie setup in, let's call it, the good old days. So we heard there Benny Carter on alto, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor, Clark Terry played trumpet, Al Gray trombone. The Count was at the piano, of course. Joe Pass was on guitar. John Hurd, bass. And Louis Bolson at the drums. recorded in the RCA studio, Los Angeles, on the 6th of May 1976. And as I said, it was taken from the album Basie Jam number 2. And the composition was a joint effort from Basie and Benny Carter.
Thank you.
Another pianist was leader of that last track, although it was recorded before my first Basie disc. The style is somewhat more progressive, I think, than that laid down by Basie and his friends. And in fact, it's one of the myriad of pieces that fall into the hard bop category. The piece, which is called Ray C, was composed by a lesser-known musician from Philadelphia, Leon Mitchell, and I'm afraid I can't tell you anything about Mr. Mitchell. I did feel that there was some excellent trumpet playing on that track, so without further ado, let's get into the lineup, which was Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Brother Stanley Turrentine on tenor. The pianist leading the group was Horace Parlin, and we also heard George Tucker on bass and Mr. Al Harewood on drums. It was recorded in the Van Gelder studio, Hackensack, New Jersey, on the 18th of March 1961. The record was originally issued, under Horace Parlin's name, of course, on an album called On the Spur of the Moment. And I really would commend the disc to you. I thought the group played exceptionally well. Horace Parlin, of course, is one of those pianists, along with Carl Perkins, for example, who, unfortunately, due to illness as a youngster, developed problems with one of his hands. But you wouldn't know it from the work that he laid down there. And as I guess with other swing time listeners, I think that I first encountered Horace Parlin playing alongside Charles Mingus on one of Charles' famous albums. In fact, it was a classic Mingus album called Mingus R. Hum. And on the record was a classic piece of piano work, presumably with Horace in mind, called Boogie Stop Shuffle. And we're going to hear that now. Thank you. Along with Horace Parlan on piano, we heard Willie Dennis, trombone, John Handy, alto, Booker Irvin, tenor, Charles Mingus, of course, playing bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. Recorded in the 30th Street Studio in New York City on the 12th of May 1959. And as I said, taken from the classic Mingus album, Mingus Arm. And speaking of classic albums, on to my first classic record for today. From the early days of classic jazz, you might say this is where our music really started. The track is Dippermouth Blues, and it's played by King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. They are King Oliver and Louis Armstrong on cornets, Henri Dutre on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Hardin piano, Bill Johnson banjo, and he does the calling out that we're hearing on the track, Warren Baby Dodds is the drummer. Recorded in the Gennett Studios in Richmond, Indiana, on the 5th of April 1923, Dippermouth Blues.
Thank you.
Oh, play that thing indeed. Time now for a vocal. And this is from some 72 years later. Here we have Diana Krall with Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Diana, of course, piano and vocal. The late Russell Malone on guitar. And Paul Keller, bass. Paul Keller was Diana's regular bass player at the time. It was recorded at the Power Station Club in New York City between the 5th and 8th of October 1995. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Christmas. Diamond ring, big Cadillac car and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Good to you.
Incidentally, there's an excellent film on YouTube of that group playing at a venue in Canada. The three of them with a very, very acceptable performance of Route 66. We tend to associate trombone player Bill Harris with Woody Herman. And indeed, Bill Harris did very little recording away from Herman. He did, in fact, a total only of three LP albums. And I'm going to take a track from one of those now. The track I'm going to play is the Rodgers and Hammerstein tune, It Might As Well Be Spring. And on this track we have Bill Harris and his friends, and his total friends are, along with Bill Harris on trombone, Ben Webster tenor, Jimmy Rowles on piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Steve Levy on drums. But I have to tell you that Ben sits this one out. It was recorded in Los Angeles on the 23rd of September 1957, and does give us a good insight into Bill Harris's trombone abilities.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't get It Might As Well Be Spring, but as I mentioned right at the start of my set today, it was a good job we were in a capable pair of hands. Thank you, Mr. Yule. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting this second hour of jazz, swing and blues music. For my second classic jazz disc today, I'm going to return to the early days of the classic period. In fact, Louis Armstrong puts in a second appearance alongside another giant of jazz, Sidney Bechet. I think you will agree that both musicians contribute some amazing music in their performance here. Additionally, a mention too for another important individual from this period. When I indicate that he co-wrote the piece, was the A&R man for the record company, which was OK, which released and recorded the disc, picked and supervised the session, was married to the vocalist, and also played piano on the session. It is quite evident that whilst not in the top echelons of keyboard men, he was obviously a maker and shaker of the period. He also led the group, which was Clarence Williams Blue 5 with Louis Armstrong on cornet, Sidney Bechet on soprano saxophone. Charlie Irvish is the trombone player. Clarence Williams, as mentioned, the pianist. Buddy Christian banjo, and Mrs. Williams, under her professional name of Eva Taylor, is the vocalist. It was recorded in New York City on the 8th of January 1925, and the name of the track is Cake Walking Baby's Bike Home. Thank you. as usual, time marches on, and I am obliged to think about dismantling the elastic bands and other medical props which enable John and I to keep the programme and machinery moving at this end. Thank you for listening. We do hope that you have enjoyed the presentations today. I thought there was some good music in, but then perhaps I'm a bit biased. Also, we do extend an invitation for you to join us both next week here on Swing Time at 1 p.m. As usual, when we hope to give you a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. Don't forget, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM is the station you should be sure to tune into. Oh, and of course, do take care out there until hopefully we can greet you next week again. I started out today with a long trike, and we'll go out with another extended masterpiece. So it may run over the show ending today, which perhaps is quite appropriate in its name. It's a trike by a pianist called Avery Parish. It was made famous in the swing era by Erskine Hawkins' band, and it's called After Hours. The makeup of the group on After Hours, it's taken from a Buck Clayton jam session, and it's a who's who of jazz, I can promise you. Ruby Braff, Buck Clayton and Billy Butterfield are on trumpets. J.C. Higginbottom, trombone. Tyree Glenn plays trombone and vibes. Coleman Hawkins and Julian Dash are the tenor players. Kenny Kersey, piano. Steve Jordan, guitar. Walter Page on bass. And Bobby Donaldson on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 5th of March 1956 from the aforementioned Buck Clayton jam sessions, which really I think are among the highlights of recorded jazz. Here is After Hours.